Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 10:10, and time for an update here from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We have joining us on the line Becky Barnhart. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
Oh, it's going just fine. Good morning to everyone. It's strange weather, and we just have to endure. I feel sorry for people that have weekend plans to be at the lake swimming and skiing or camping. It's going to be a little nippy out there.
I know, but hey, it looks like it's, I was just checking the status here of the Elk City State Park. It looks like there's still some spots, a few spots left, but a lot are full. I think looked like all the RV spots were pretty much full at one of the sites. So it's still going to be a busy weekend.
Sure, sure. You know, when you plan for a trip, you can't just, a lot of times you just can't say, oh, well, never mind. So I get it. And, you know, it's fun to be outside and have the fire going and fishing. So they'll make the best of it, I'm sure. We've all been, any of us that are outdoor people know, you got to roll with the weather. That's just the way it is.
That's right.
Well, I was going to talk about animals, not only just weather, but the animals. And we have had four adoptions this week. We had four little kittens that were adopted, two went home together. They were two little black kittens that came in. It's not the same two I had been speaking about. Two more came in. And then we had a couple other adoptions. So no dogs this week. It was all kitten week. And kind of, it's always nice to get little kittens out as quick as we can. They are cute as they can be when they're little, but they also need to get out of the shelter and grow up in a loving home. So that's good news. I was going to talk about the hours real quick so I won't forget. Our hours at the shelter will be normal this weekend because we are always closed on Sundays and Mondays anyway. So if anyone is thinking about maybe they need to come out and see what we have available or just want to come out and spend some time, Saturday they will be open from 9 to 4. So it's Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4 are our regular hours. So if you're in town and you're thinking, what can we do? Come out to the shelter and look around, see what we have. We have, I don't think I have any new dogs to talk about. I don't think we have any come in this week that are now available, but I do have some of our normal little standbys that we have, and we've got some great dogs. Please go to our Facebook page. It's CFA, Coffeeville Friends of Animals, and you can see pictures of the dogs and the cats. Better yet, as I always say, come out to the shelter. But that's one way. You can see them is on Facebook. And then the city also has their page on Facebook, and it's called Coffeeville Animal Shelter. And Mary's real good about putting pictures of the animals available. Or even better is when the animal control brings in an animal, she's very quick to post it on their Facebook page. So another way we're trying to get these animals reclaimed and out of the shelter as quickly as possible. I'm going to start off with Peppermint. Peppermint is a beautiful white shepherd. She's been with us for a while. She is spayed. She'd only be a $50 adoption, and she's ready to go home. Gazelle is also a beautiful dog. She has been spayed. She is a yellow lab. She's short in stature. She's not as big as some labs, but she is grown up. We think her to be about 4 years old. She's a very nice dog. And when she came into the shelter, she came in with a buddy. And that little dog's name is Ava. And Ava is a long-haired dachshund. We haven't really advertised much about Ava because we had someone very interested in her, and we thought it was going to be a go for adoption. But apparently it's not. So we want to talk about Ava today. As I said, she and Gazelle came in together. They're very close. It'd be wonderful if someone could take the two of them together, even though they look nothing alike. They are together in their kennel. They sit by each other. As I said, she is a long-haired dachshund. She is probably 5 years old. Also, she loves affection. She loves to roll over and have you rub her belly. She's already spayed. Gazelle is already spayed, but Ava, we could quickly take care of that situation. But anyway, if someone is looking for two really nice dogs, smaller in size, and they seem to be very bonded, it would be wonderful if they could go together, but that's never, ever a stipulation. It's just usually a strong recommendation or just to let you know that she does have a good friend. So kind of think about Ava. We don't get a lot of these small dogs, and when we do, boom, they're gone. So I bet Ava won't be long. She probably won't be around much because they do go quickly. And let's see, who else can I speak about today? I had my list all made out. We had the German Shepherd that came in, beautiful girl. She came in, we think her to be 5 or 6 years old. She knows her commands. She knows to sit, stay. She walks nicely on a leash. She seems to be super sweet. She has up on her shots. She was a surrender. If you remember, she had an issue with a duck, and the duck didn't fare well through the situation. So anyway, probably wouldn't be good maybe if you had chickens or ducks, or maybe she just needs some training. Maybe someone needs to teach her that we don't chase the animals that are out on the farm. So she is also available and a very, very sweet dog. I have Woody and Buzz. We know about Woody and Buzz. They've been with us for a while. They also are about 3 years old. They're both males. They're lab mixes. They came in together. Very nice dogs. And who else can I speak about? I was going to keep it kind of short today because it's been kind of a quiet week, and we haven't had a lot of action. And I know people, what a busy month May is. Good grief. We had all these different ceremonies going on, the graduation, so it's been kind of slow. The other dog I was going to speak about is we've got a blue heeler. Danny calls him an old man. He's not, but he's just very, very calm, very nice, and he's also now available. We have Daisy also that is still available for adoption. So we've got several that we'd sure like to see leave. They've been with us for a while, and even though we get attached to them and we love them, we still know that they're much better off to be back into a permanent home. So come out to the shelter and see what we have available. I've mentioned some new names. Go on our Facebook page and look at these animals. The hours this weekend will be the same. If you'd like to come out, just maybe bring a donation, come out with a bag of treats would be wonderful. And then you could even walk around and give each dog a treat if you like. And the cats enjoy getting treats too. Toys is always a biggie. We always ask for new toys because they don't last very long. And we like the hardier ones. If we can get our hands on those, the animals certainly do enjoy those. So Dawn detergent, bleach, dog food, cat food, kitty litter. It's pretty much the same at a shelter. Anyway, that's pretty much what I had. I know people are probably getting ready for a busy weekend. I hope everyone has a safe and good weekend. So,
fantastic. Well, I know it's going to be a busy weekend here. We'll again see kind of what the weather throws at us, but a good chance to get out there and, of course, see the shelter when it is open up, and folks can check it all out. So, again, Becky, we appreciate you joining us today.
Well, I thank you. Now, on a personal note, I have to say something.
Yeah.
Today is our 10th wedding anniversary. Jim and I have been married 10 years, and you always celebrate those anniversaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick 10 years. We've had a good time, but I thought, I'm going to take a personal moment here and just say, what a great life I have. 10 years of marriage. Good deal.
Well, that is fantastic. So I do appreciate you throwing out that out there, and a happy anniversary.
Well, thanks. All right. Well, everyone have a safe holiday weekend.
All right. You as well. Appreciate it. Okay. That is our update here from CoffeeVault Friends of Animals. We have a check of some ag news on the way, brought to you by Elmhaven Healthcare Facility.